Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, Marty decided to take a day off, so he'll be back with me on Monday. And hope he's enjoying his second honeymoon with his bride, Christine. We'll ask her about that next Wednesday. Every Wednesday in the 9 o'clock hour, she joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Meanwhile, we do have a beautiful sunrise. We're into the month of December. There's a lot going on, and anxious to introduce you to our next guest because we talk so much about the profession of being a police officer, and one of the things that sometimes people forget is how much good they do each and every day in our community. And this time of year, something special in honor of Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Sergeant Jennifer Abendanza with Northern Regional. Sergeant, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I know you're a mom, so you got to get the kids to school, so we won't keep you. But
I am. I tucked her way upstairs, so hopefully she stays up there.
I told you, it's okay. People get it. You know, you have a life, you have kids. How long have you been a police officer?
I have been a police officer with Northern Regional going on 10 years. I start my 11th year this upcoming year. And I worked part-time. I worked three part-time jobs a year prior to that. So we're going on 11, 12 years.
So thank you for your service, by the way. And
I
hope you and the other officers know that the vast majority of people support the work and effort you do every day. We know many departments are understaffed and need help and need more officers. So hopefully that happens, especially in some communities where we really need that effort. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. We really appreciate that.
So I've known now Detective Scott Rick for a long time, and he sent me a message. He said that there is this, and at first I didn't understand what he meant when he said presence from police, right?
Yes.
And I thought he said presence for police, and I'm there, well, where?
Well, that would be interesting.
Do you guys... I'm sure you do, but have you ever received, like, a Christmas present just for being officers?
Where we work, the townships that we work in, our community, are very thankful for us and appreciative of us, and they do. They send a lot of cookies and food and everything. We're definitely well taken care of in the December month. Probably gain a few extra pounds.
But then I realized it's presents from police. So this is an idea that you guys got how many years ago? How long they've been doing this now?
I honestly am not sure how long they've been doing this. I know that Chief Cecilia got together with Chief Nemec from Aspinwall PD. I believe he's kind of the founder of all of this. And I joined in with this along with... I think the first year Officer McCann and Officer Olszewski did it with me. It was about 5 or 6 years ago where we went to Children's Hospital. We collected a bunch of toys, and we went to Children's Hospital, and they opened it up in the lobby, and all these kids came down and were able to get a bunch of toys, and even the kids that couldn't come down because of whatever reasons, illnesses, surgeries, we were able to bring toys up to them with the nurses and everything. So the kids that couldn't be home for Christmas or were in a different state because a lot of people travel to Children's Hospital, were able to get some toys for themselves along with family members and other siblings. And the smile on their faces was just unbelievable. It made everything worth it. It really made you appreciate this time of year and remember what this time of year was all about.
And you have an opportunity for people who want to contribute toys or make a donation to help you guys buy toys to get to the kids.
Yes. So this year, due to COVID, we're no longer really able to go to Children's Hospital physically. So the past couple years, we've been doing the Children's Institute of Pittsburgh, the Sunrise School in Monroeville, who help kids with special needs and family that have children with special needs. And I do believe that some of the toys still go to Children's Hospital. But this Saturday, the 3rd, we are going to be at T-Bones in Marshall Township. It's right off the Wexford exit on 910. We will be there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. collecting toys or donations. And Saturday, December 10th, we will be at the Ace Hardware in Wexford from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The people at Ace Hardware and T-Bones, they're fantastic. They're always very welcoming to us and always help us out. We will be collecting toys and donations there, too. All monetary donations will be used to purchase other toys to take down. And we also have a toy drop-off at our station in Pine Township.
And if you want to help and contribute, can't make those locations, you can go to their Facebook page, Presence from Police. And again, Sergeant Jennifer Abundanza, I want to thank you for your service. And what is the most rewarding part of your job?
Thank you. I would say the most rewarding part of our job is honestly, besides doing events such as this, is just honestly just being there in our community, just knowing that we're appreciated in our community. We're there to help out. And obviously, we see people on their worst days. So if we can be there to be hopefully some sort of positive positive motion for them, then that's all that matters. That's what we want to take out of it. Obviously, that doesn't always happen given circumstances, but, you know, we're here for our community. Being for our community is probably the best aspect of this job.
Well, I appreciate you, and good luck with Presence from Police. Thank you, sir. Sergeant.
Thank you. We greatly appreciate it.
Sergeant Jennifer Abundanza on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.